This is Steve Sherlock with another in a series of internet radio shows or podcast. This is number 62 in the series for Franklin Matters. Let's take about 10 minutes to review what matters in Franklin as the weekend Sunday, March 28th, 2010. In this session, I'll cover four meetings: the Planning Board, Finance Committee, School Committee, and Financial Planning Committee that all occurred during the past week. School Committee meeting was reviewed via the town video archive. The other three I attended in person. School committee meeting featured several recognitions and a discussion on the committee's effort to continue their appropriate use of technology to save the mounds of paper they used to generate. The detailed listing of the recognitions is available on the agenda. The link will be included. And the video archive is available on the town website, so you can review the full meeting or specific sections in the meeting. The link is also included in the show notes. I created a live video feed from the Finance Committee meeting on Tuesday, March 23rd. It was held in the training room on the third floor of the municipal building, while the school committee was holding their regular scheduled meeting in the council chambers, and thereby there was no planned video production of the meeting. But while I'd managed to broadcast the video and record the whole session, the audio feed, unfortunately, was silent. It doesn't do much good for you folks to sit and watch about an hour of folks sitting around a table and not being able to hear what they're saying. Fortunately, I did have a separate recording to capture the meeting, and I drew on that to share the meeting here. For the ease of listening, I split the meeting into four sections. I covered the opening and the discussion around the first appropriation for the Board of Assessors. The second segment covered the Parmenter Solar Panel Project. The third segment covered the capital budget, which was split into two votes, one for the just over $2 million for the overall capital needs of the town, and the second setting aside $100,000 into a fund to accrue for the eventual replacement of a new fire engine. And the final section covered the discussion on the overall FY 2011 budget schedule, additional questions from the committee members, and then the closing of the meeting. All the links will be contained in the show notes here. The capital budget will be scheduled for the town council meeting on April 7th. The town council will have their chance to review the details and ultimately to vote to determine if this appropriation will be approved. The financial planning committee is the one that's chartered as a subcommittee of the town council to put together the long-term or five-year financial plan for Franklin. You may recall that the committee prepared their first report last year. You can review that report here, and I've included the notes in the show notes, the link in the show notes. With the election in November 2009 and some resignations, the membership on the committee has changed, and this is the first meeting of the reformed committee. Briefly, Deb Bartlett moved from a member representing the council to representing citizens. Matt Kelly resigned and was replaced by Scott Mason so that they remain with three council members. Sue Rohrbach joined to have two from the school committee joining Roberta Trahan to represent that group. Gwen Wilczek also resigned and was replaced by Brendan Morrison. And the paperwork to finalize membership on the committee will be completed at the council meeting on April 7th so that the new members can be sworn in and take full part in the work as it goes forwards. Now, the committee will focus on updating the numbers from the prior report for what is known now for the FY 2011 budget. The committee is also scheduled to update the council, and hence all of us in the town, at the council's meeting on April 28th. And then the final meeting for last week, the planning board meeting on March 22nd, was certainly an interesting one. It was good to see so many citizens, residents, out for the cause. The application for the Big Y has a number of issues to be addressed by multiple parties. The Conservation Commission will be looking at the water and wetlands effects. The Mass Highway Division of the state will be looking at the traffic and road conditions. The Board of Health has a position to take on this. The Design Review Committee has work to do on the appearance and signs. And the Planning Board gets the final say after all the items are addressed. Stay tuned. This may take some time to complete. I've also included in the links of the show notes the segments that are available on the town video archive from the planning board for their two meetings that have been conducted so far, And the Conservation Commission has discussed this application on 3 meetings thus far. So as we close, let me remind you that a full schedule of Franklin meetings, check out the town website and the links included in the show notes. And as I close this session formally, let me remind you that if you like what I'm doing here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something, please tell me. Thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.blogspot.com. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is entitled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark, Tintype Tunes, 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.